Well, I was an equal opportunity applier.
Okay.
So anything that, if it was outside of mathematics and the mathematics seemed to be useful, then I was interested in seeing what could be pushed. So in that sense, the worst kind of applied mathematician. I have the answer, what was the question, kind of thing. But biology happened. As far as I'm concerned, in a rather nice way. Ian Stewart and I had developed a theory of theory for spatiotemporal symmetries of periodic solutions in systems with symmetry, and really understood things in a slightly different way than people had beforehand. Jim Collins, who's mechanical engineer at Boston University, was on sabbatical, I think, or maybe he was still a student at Oxford or on a graduate, some sort of a postdoctoral thing, I forget exactly. Ian wrote an article in Scientific American about spatiotemporal symmetries and rhythms, and Jim got in touch with him and said, look, I have an example, and he brought up these animal gates, which I will talk about this evening. And we started thinking about what the mathematics might say about the structure of animal gates. And the, I mean, it blew my mind that in the end we could say things that weren't exactly trivial. And it didn't come, it came from thinking mathematically about something that came from the biological systems. Now, whether, I mean, people certainly differ on how important this might be, but it got the paper was in Nature, ultimately, which I'm very proud of. As, from my, if I put on my pure math hat, then this is really nice. But the fact that mathematics had something to say, particularly mathematics about oscillations, had something to say about biological systems really intrigued me. So then, about 8 years ago, I spent a year at Boston University with Nancy Capel and Jim Collins, just sitting in and trying to learn a little bit of mathematical biology. It's been a very slow process. Keep doing other things and coming back to it. But a few years later, Jack Cowan at the University of Chicago got in touch with me. He'd been interested in visual hallucinations for many years as another pattern-forming system, and it involves symmetries, so I got involved in that project. So these things have been sort of discrete happening, but I'm convinced that the biological sciences will provide mathematics with new ways to think about problems. There'll be new fields that will come up because of the association, and this will be exciting for mathematics. And at the same time, I think that these investigations will tell us something about the biological systems. On the other hand, you know, sort of, I won't say opposite extreme, but you have scientific computation. The computational tools are becoming much more proficient, and biology desperately needs that kind of interaction. And in fact, the biologists will go off and do it themselves if the mathematicians aren't involved. There's from a variety of different things. Of course, it's traditional statistics approaches, but even that aside. So I think there's going to be plenty of contact that biology is going to be the application of choice for mathematics over the next decade or so. And that's what's exciting.